Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and
did you forget how to say hello?
No. What I did was, while the theme music was playing, I was getting my Google Docs up,
right.
But instead of pressing on Ambridge on the Crowds, I pressed on disco plans
okay.
for the 23rd of April, which was the school disco, and I was about to read out the rota to you.
Who's on coats?
Who's on the bar? Yes, there is a bar. I know it's for year six, but there's a bar for adults. Who's on entertain? Yes, of course Harriet's on entertain.
Yes, of course she is. Because we can't leave her on the bar. That's why.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Lucy Freeman and Febreze of Felpersham. Before we make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
We began the week with Brian. Jenny had left him some cold bits. Not for the first time, I suspect. Brian is so blasé about having to give away half of his land for Susan to Hoover that he can't have properly understood what might happen. Stella is recommending a shifty manoeuvre by which everyone else buys Alice's bit. And then Alice goes, what farm? I never had any farm. Land? No. I mean, it's a brave technique and I admire the chutzpah, but I kind of imagine that although Chris's solicitor isn't exactly going to be shit hot, they are going to be bright enough to wonder where all the fields went. Brian's own idea, which wasn't too shabby either on the old balls of steel front, was, could you give us all your redundancy money, please, Ian? I was completely mystified by this, as they said no. Then they thought about it and decided to say yes. Then Adam just ignored what they'd decided, said no, and blamed Susan. Ian seemed to take this with amused detachment and bought a pizza oven. They're both mad. You just can't predict their reactions to things. I know we said we'd secure our son's future through investment, but I spoke to a dairy maid and said no without asking you. Oh, okay, fine. I'm having lunch with a business colleague in the pub. Oh my God, what the hell are you doing? I'm leaving. Maybe there's a great deal of chemical input going on in that house. They are the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard of Ambridge. One minute they're all supportive and the next there's a lot of shouting. Someone's had their finger off and there's a poo on the bed. It was all going off at Warmington-on-Sea, where the geriatric cricket team were having a bit of bother. Clary overstretched as she went down, and Eddie looked up her groin on the computer. I thought they were all supposed to be playing cricket. No wonder they're all so knackered the next day. As a result of all this strenuous activity, Clary was told to sit on the sofa and watch TV for 3 days, an instruction she treated with the same indignation as if she'd been told to pull all her own hair out by the roots. She got a proper strop on. And was only mollified when everyone admired the patchwork quilt she'd made when she'd taken too many painkillers and decided to sew a giant game of snakes and ladders out of old pants big enough to cover the green. Everyone was so grateful she'd stopped bitching. They all said, oh, yes, smashing. Well done, Clary. So now I presume she's going to go into business making the damn things and baby sun hats out of old flannels. I think we need to talk about Ian and Adam, or more specifically, Xander. Can we stage an intervention? Is anyone up for foster care? They were drinking in the pub while leaving Xander in the play area on his own. He's only about two, isn't he? Honestly, you could leave a two-year-old in an empty room for 5 minutes and when you came back, they'd be choking on some wall they'd tried to eat. And also, what play area at the ball? I have never, ever heard a child at the ball, ever. It's a pile of loose chippings that they call a sandpit next to the bottle bank in the car park, I expect. At least when I was young, you got to sit on a concrete step with a bottle of Coke and a straw. In another scene further on, they were discussing the possibility of putting Xander in a hermetically sealed unit so he never sees daylight and therefore sleeps 22 hours out of 24. And the final indignity was having sweet corn put on his pizza, the poor little sod. Not that the pizza oven cheered Adam up in the slightest. It won't work. It's going to rain. Presumably he'd run out of the pints of red wine by that stage. It was back on the benzos again. We need to talk about the chicken factory too, you know. Do any of you remember Emma crying about the chicken factory? About people wetting themselves, crippling backaches, sore fingers? No, me neither. Susan seemed to lose herself slightly in her descriptions of this Dickensian hellhole, describing the wrenching and the chopping and the pulling. They're chickens. She wasn't trying to rip crocodiles apart. Anyway, the chicken factory is the village's current obsession, closely followed by slurry being driven through it. Tracy began the week thinking everything was brilliant as she had a job interview at Kitchenorama. But I was slightly worried it was all going to go wrong when Jazza told her to imagine telling the interviewer what she was good at, and she said cricket, plugging things in and oral sex. The interviewer turned out to be generic accentless professional woman Tam Brownlow, who, it turned out, sat next to Tracy in geography and has hated her ever since. It was quite clear to me that Tracy had probably written twat all over poor horsey nice girl Tam's pencil case and pulled her chair out when she was about to sit down. So all chances of a fair interview were now shot. If I got the chance to interview Nicola George, who made my life a misery for 3 years, I'd have danced on her career grave. So inevitably, after Tam Brownlow had asked her to split the atom, define the word the and say we wish you a Merry Christmas in Finnish, she didn't get the job. But Tam Brownlow went home, cracked open a bottle of Prosecco and sang Who's Sorry Now? Anyway, poor old Trace was distraught. So Jazza thought he could have a crack at it on the strength that he could sell empty a kitchen. Who is this empty? Empty seems to feature very heavily in Jazza's life. Anyway, he wore an orange revolving tie like a clown and Tam gave him the job. Good. Nobody, let alone empty, will be able to understand a word he says, particularly if he decides to eat his breakfast mid-call like he did on Thursday. But he seems to think he can keep Tracy, Chelsea and Brad going on the commission. Well, good luck, Jazz, and good luck, Tracy. Give the chicken factory a swerve. Retrain in cyber, or failing that, take your HGV licence and drive slurry through the village, pausing only to fling some through Adam and Ian's window. Give him something to moan about. The end.
Just so you know, Nicola George listens to the podcast.
Does she?
Yeah.
I bet she doesn't. She couldn't spell Archer.
She's texted me about you.
Sorry, she can't write.
Sorry for that.
She hasn't texted you.
Was it a weird week? It was like heartache and heartwarming and...
Yeah.
It was a bit like an Elizabeth Gaskell novel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit north and south going on. Yes, definitely.
Especially with the chicken factory stuff.
Well, it was very Dickens. It was, you know, I was expecting Tam Brownlow to be called,
that's quite a sort of like...
Mrs. Kitchen Face or something.
but that's the thing, even her name, it's like Hardy-esque, isn't it?
It had
a really... I enjoyed it because it sort of had quite a dramatic feel this week.
Yeah. Slightly mad. Why was Clary reacting so badly?
I don't know, because also...
It was about her getting old, wasn't it? She said, when things like this happen, it makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, I did wonder what the point of that story was. Like, what's it leading to, apart from the patchwork quilt?
Oh, yes. That's
going to be a nightmare.
I suspect we're going to see more of that.
Yes, because that's what happens. When people make something good... And then everyone goes, oh, my God, that's amazing. Then they just don't stop. Mm. And you get one for every birthday, every Christmas, every new baby.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah. I mean, and patchwork quilts, I wouldn't mind having a few of them. They're beautiful. But, you know, imagine if it was a bit of cross-stitch. Mm. And then you'd just be, you know, cross-stitching the village, wouldn't you? Because someone's told you it's quite nice. But it was a weird, I did sort of wonder what the... And then, but again, it was a sort of like heartache, Clary hurting himself, and then sort of like heartwarming when Susan...
Anyway.
Groin ache. It's not the groin. Don't say groin on speakerphone.
Adductor.
It's me, Adductors. But I thought we were going to get another Susan-Adam moment, which we didn't really get, which is a shame.
Also, what did Susan say that made Adam suddenly change his mind?
Yes, that's what... And
was it about
Susan
little sisters? Because they were talking about little... They were talking about little sisters.
Yes. So that
we've always got to rescue our little sisters. And then Adam decided not to.
And Susan decided...
Two. But they both had the same conversation. So how did...
I have no idea. Because I listened back. Because I was like, oh, what did Adam say to make Susan... And what did Susan say to make him change his mind? Nothing. They just literally said...
Yeah.
I've got a little sister. Oh, no, Clary, sorry. I haven't got a little sister.
Christopher!
Susan has. Christopher, I've got a little sister. And then Adam said, little sister. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
It was very, I thought I'd missed a bit as well.
But I have to say that Tracy's storyline was really the highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we've all been in that interview.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's been auditions.
When you just feel like going, can I just go?
It's like, because you go in feeling confident and great, and then something happens like you've auditioned for them before and you know they hate you and then you lose your confidence, drops to the floor, and it's like you've fallen down a ditch, isn't it?
You just can't get up again,
And it's like it's almost like an out-of-body experience, isn't it? Because you cannot get back to that. And it, honestly, I just couldn't bear it, actually. Yeah. I couldn't bear it. So when Susan gave her the money and then Tracy was, and Jazza was so lovely to her, I really just wanted to have a little weep.
It was when she said, I haven't even got a proper jacket. I haven't even got my own jacket.
But the only thing that bothered me was they're all getting redundancy money. And is it just because she hasn't been at Grey Gables long that hers won't be substantial?
Yeah.
Right, because I was sort of thinking, I mean, presumably you're going to get a nice chunk in the bank quite soon.
Yeah.
But maybe it won't be. I mean, maybe she's in debt and, you
know. The thing is, because I've been freelance for so long, 150 million years now, roughly.
Yeah, at least, Lucy.
At least that, yeah.
There's Freelance.
I can't, you know, when people talk about redundancy, even they talk about holiday pay, or maternity leave.
You think, oh my God.
I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
You
just don't feel guilty and you just have some time off and you still get paid. God, you know, makes me want to. I would cry with happiness if someone gave me a fiver, to be honest.
Yeah, because surely the point of redundancy money is it tides you along the months when you're looking for a new job so that you don't have to panic.
But I think in Tracy's case it would be month before.
Yeah, and it might just be a grand or maybe not even, I don't know. But and if she's, you know, still owes, you know, if she can't pay for the lunches, then I was thinking, Tracy, why weren't you saving a little bit? Because she seemed to be on quite a decent wage, didn't she, at Grey Gables?
Yeah, but I think though, I think she was trying to, because she had her little book, didn't she? She had that bloody notebook she kept going on about. But I think it's very easy to say, oh, why don't you, I don't mean that you're being.
I'm being really patronising.
No, but.
Because I'm in a two salary household. Yeah. Well, not that I have a salary.
One and a half.
Cash in hand occasionally.
But it's that, you know, you think you're doing okay this month and then the washing machine goes wrong.
Yeah, yes,
and you
exactly.
haven't paid the insurance because you haven't been able to afford it. So then it's a big, because that's what happened, wasn't it? He had to come out and Jazza, and then because Alice sorted out some Wally from Price Bowman to come and fix the boiler. And then the washing machine went on the blink and she has to use Susan's. And, you know, you never have a month where there isn't.
No. And kids
something else. Yep. Yeah. And it's just all that house. It just disappears, doesn't it?
And Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, Lucy. I should probably be a bit more sympathetic about it. Like, come on, Tracy. Like, aren't you getting like £8 an hour? So,
could you not sell a holiday home or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, for God's sake. So what you need to do is stop buying your battery chickens, Tracy. Because, like, God, you could just use lentils instead and, like, make something really organic. I know people
are
always talking about the price of organic veg.
Yeah.
But, you know, sorry, I don't mean to be that. Because it really annoys me when people go, you know, the meat thing. Of course we should all be eating better meat.
Yes, but of course we should. But some of us can't bloody afford it. And there's all the old shit that comes out about, well, they've got a flat screen telly. You can't not buy a flat screen telly. they don't make any others anymore. And you don't buy it anyway.
Flat screen telly.
You rent it. You know, but people think that they should be, you know, they've got some sort of, you
there's
know,
a perfectly good one from 1974, machine. Which
exactly.
I saw on Gumtree.
Yeah. But you can't buy them. And also, no one buys them because you just rent them, because then you get your, But it's a better deal because you get your broadband and whatever else you need in there.
But so. What interested me, apart from all of this, you know, like desperately sort of trying to dig myself out of a guilty hole, is that she didn't even mention the redundancy money.
No.
It's like, did she even know there's some coming?
It just, oh, she would, it wasn't, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but it's just weird that it wasn't.
And also Roy's been going round militantly stirring everybody up, hasn't he?
But you would have thought that, like, yeah. Or even, like, you know, that Oliver could have, because there's no way Oliver would leave Tracy high and dry. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't want to leave any of his staff completely in debt. Like, from presumably they're still getting a salary, aren't they? Until you can't just stop paying someone. That's illegal. So you get so like 3 months notice, don't you, at least? Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all for the dramas.
Yes.
And it was funny hearing about the chicken factory, although it sounds horrible.
Did you hear Emma moan? She never said anything to me. I never heard her moaning
about
anything.
Bless Emma. She didn't. She just got on with the job, didn't she? She didn't tell us about it, Lucy. Oh. I felt really bad for her, actually. Do you remember when she went through that awful period of being horrible to everyone, but working her tits off I can't even remember why now, because she'd split up with Ed.
She was trying to... No, it was when she was trying desperately to get the house, wasn't it?
But then they ended up splitting up and not getting the house anyway, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've talked too much about that, probably. Pizza oven.
Oh, God.
They're so stupid, those two. It's so annoying.
They are.
Where is Brian? I'd just be like, they leave you exasperated, don't they?
Even when I have a temporary warming to Ian because he says something mildly amusing, in the next scene I just want to pull his head off again, because nothing makes them happy. They have no appreciation of what they have actually got.
All they do is Xander is just put him anywhere but next to them.
Yes, or asleep. That's their main, you know. Is there any way in which we can get him to go to sleep in this scenario?
He's either drugged up or he's like locked into one of those, you know, those big swings where your basic child can't get out. And the wind is just blowing. While they're having their pint, the wind is just blowing him backwards and forwards. And they're watching from a mile away.
Daddy, I'm frightened. Cheers, Samba.
Daddy, there's a big boy coming. Don't worry about that. It's just George.
With a knife. I find them really entitled, incredibly...
that's the thing. They were so blasé about the money, weren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Let's just buy a massive food van, and we'll work sort of Tuesdays and Sundays. We'll take the rest of the time off. We'll sell a few hot dogs here. It's like, God, if you're going to go into business being doing a food van or something, you are literally going to be working so hard to make any money.
You're only going to be working in the summer, and you, Adam had a shit fit when he had to drive for 30 minutes to get to his job. He's going to be, you know, going... If
and
it
lads,
is,
have you seen the price of petrol these days?
Exactly.
I mean, we'll park it outside the Bull, and every time somebody's bored of the pies, they can come and get a kebab off us.
It's not even pies, it's bloody sandwiches, isn't it? Because it's thingy.
We'll park it outside Caesar's. And I'd do some French street food, do a little collab with them. It'll be great.
Oh, God.
I mean, good, you know, I fair enough, they want to...
And again, not a business plan in sight.
Well, that's what's frustrating. At least investing in the farm, there is some sort of
structure.
Security in a way, I suppose. Yeah. And I totally see, fair enough, why should Ian have to put his own... But he was the one that was like, let's do it for Xander.
Yeah. And then Adam went... Spoke to Susan, who made no sense, and went, nah. Oh, by the way, I didn't do that thing. Oh, okay, then. It's not like, oh, by the way, I didn't watch that programme. I'll save it for you. You know, it was like, oh, by the way, I didn't invest in the future for our son. Oh, all right, fine. Well, that's okay. Why? I spoke to Susan. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
But I think also you're right. How can... That seems too easy a fix, doesn't it?
Yes.
For someone to buy Alice's share, and then suddenly Chris can't get anything.
It's like a 10-year-old going... I know, why don't we do so and so? It's like a red, and you go, well, darling, because, and they go, oh, okay.
What we'll do is we'll cut all the wheat down and all the grass.
We'll pretend we haven't got any.
We'll build a house on it. And pretend we don't live on it. Yeah, it seems a bit odd.
Because the first thing you do is when you go through a divorce is you're not allowed to shift your assets around, are you?
Right.
Because they take an assessment and say, okay, if they've come to do this, because they came out to do to value the farm, didn't they? And if that value suddenly, if the loads of the money suddenly disappears and moves, it's going to look so shifty. Oh, God.
But I didn't mind because I like Stella. And the more she's in it, the better.
She's one of the least irritating women.
She is so, because she's the only one that goes, well, you did it, didn't you? So there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
She said that about 3 times to Brian. Yeah, well, you did, didn't you? So anyway, let's move on. I really like the fact that she just calls it, doesn't she, all the time?
Well, Brian's hand-wringing. Somebody tell me that I did it for a good reason because I can't actually remember why I did it now. Seems like a good idea.
So
no doubt we'll now have Jenny, because Jenny goes from doing nothing except making venison casserole to all of a sudden being a businesswoman of the year when they need her to suddenly start. She says, well, I've got an opinion too, Brian.
Let's ask my mother.
Yeah.
She'll buy Alice out.
Oh, yes.
But then I was talking to my auntie recently and I was talking about the Archers, and she knows somebody actually who he had a farm, or you know his family did. His mother still lived in the old farmhouse, and they had all this land. And then the wife had an affair, and then wanted to split up with him. So they did divorce. They started divorce proceedings. She got a shit hot lawyer, and even though she was the one that had broken up the marriage, she ended up getting a share of the farm.
Wow.
Her mother-in-law got booted out of the old family house, the farmhouse, and it had to be sold.
God.
So it was like pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically they lost the farm. They had to sell everything because they couldn't afford to had to sell the farmhouse I don't know the details, but it was just a car crash.
Wow.
And all because she'd got these shit hot lawyers who basically were like, we're going to have a third of that. And thank you. And then,
I can't imagine
bad,
Chris getting a shit hot lawyer, though.
No. Well, Susan said they'd stumped up, didn't they? They're so stupid, though. I don't know why people aren't just going, come on, guys, let's try mediation again.
Yeah.
Let's try and...
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, it's just they don't need lawyers.
They've gone from,
bad.
We're being really adult, to all of a sudden, you're not having your daughter. We haven't heard from them this week, and yet we're still talking about them.
I know. Well, I'm glad we haven't heard of them. I don't want to hear it, Lucy. I don't want to hear it. I just want to hear Stella.
I'm
That's
beginning
all
to go off
hear.
Poor Martha as well. She hasn't even started speaking yet, and she's already getting on my wick.
Well, even Xander annoys me.
Yes. Oh, shut up, Xander.
Just by association, I don't like him.
So when he says his first one, hello, Daddy, he says, shut up.
Hi, Daddy, can I go on the slide?
Of course you can. Go on the slide in Felpersham and we'll pick you up later.
Do you think anybody in Ambridge uses Banks, or do you think they've all just got bags of notes under their bed in carrier bags?
They don't ever go to the bank. Well, who goes to the bank? No one has a bank. Well, I mean, you do. Everyone has a bank, but no one has a bank, a physical bank, do they?
No.
Your bank is just on. They've all got a Monzo card. They don't need a real bank.
They've got a Monzo card.
Or a Swift, whatever. Have you not got a Monzo card?
They're probably still using postal orders. I don't believe they've got a Monzo card.
Rory must have. No, Rory will have whatever the next
Writing
thing
checks
is.
For things.
Rory only exchanges crypto. So
yeah, yeah.
He's so far ahead. Of the game.
Also, I just think that it's a very lazy device they've got into, which is with all of the families, which is just use family money. Never ever ever go to a bank, never get an overdraft, never get a loan, never da da. It's always just wait for somebody to come along and tap them up for cash.
Yeah.
And it's just too convenient. Nobody in Ambridge says, no, I'm going to use bank money for this. I'm not going to use you.
Or one of those horrible
payday loans.
You know, that just tide you over, don't they?
Yep.
And then screw you over at the same time.
But no, but they would do that because they'd use that as some horrendous... In fact, wasn't one of the...
There must have been one. Wasn't there must have been a storyline like that. Did she get into debt?
I'm sure...
No, Natasha. Natasha got into credit card debt.
Yeah, now I'm sure there was somebody that was thinking about using a payday loan.
Oh, yeah, there must have been. There must have been.
Who it was. But it's just never... If anyone's got a new idea for a venture or whatever... They never think, right, I'll do a business plan, I'll go to the bank, I'll borrow some money,
no,
I'll do it. It's always,
yes,
I'll
surely...
just wait for someone to wander past whose pockets are bulging and then
you
say,
would have thought, like,
can I have some of that, please?
Brian could get a loan or, you
yes,
know, Jenny or...
Yes,
and
yes.
then they could buy...
Yeah.
I mean, what's Ian's redundancy money going to be? That's going to be... How much is
I don't
anyone
know
no. how much redundancy money is?
Well, it depends how much he's... being paid, and then he gets, I think you get a month for every year you've worked there.
Oh, right, okay. So, and he's worked there quite a long time. Mm. Well, Roy's going to be absolutely living
yeah.
in a golden tower, isn't he? Because he's worked there for the whole of his life. He started as a chimney sweep.
Yes.
So he's done 40
a little,
years,
a little
basically.
Grubby-kneed urchin.
He's absolutely...
And now he's a grubby-kneed adult.
He's probably got like a sort of... final salary pension and everything.
He could probably actually buy Gay Grables off a deal.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
Do you know what, Oliver? I'm going to buy this.
I wonder when we're going to find out who the owner is.
Oh, I don't
Do you think
know.
They're going to save it for like the Jubilee weekend or something? It'll be the Queen that owns it. There's going to be a special.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And Will, and the owner.
Oh, he's just as grubby as I thought it was. It's when I first stayed here in 1972.
Can I have a go on the hot tub?
Send Caroline down. Oh, she's dead.
Is that stupid man from Ireland still here? I don't want to see him. He's very annoying.
What a horrible accent.
What's he saying?
Oh, dear.
Should we do the arch? Should we do the emails?
Yes.
Should we do the archers, I think.
I think we should, Lucy. Mm.
Right, Audrey. I usually only listen to the Omnibus episode, so I'm a week behind. Is it Saturday night? But where is Emma? I mean, if she got wind of what Alice was up to with the custody fight, don't you think she'd be on the warpath?
Yes.
Bloody right, she'd have burnt the house down by now. I know she's a busy woman working 3 jobs and raising half the village kids, but I can't remember any interaction with Martha. Does she have no interest in her niece? Has she disappeared? I'm loving Matt Rodriguez Payne's covers of the theme tune. Listen to this bit. Thanks, Matt. I'm listening right up to the end now. I see. Thanks, Audrey. Well, nice to know where we stand.
That's the only reason we put Matt on at the end.
Yes, because if you put him at the beginning, nobody would get past 3 minutes in.
No, they'd listen to your week's roundup, Lucy.
No, I think they'd probably just listen to Matt and go, right, that was quite good this week, and then turn it off.
And remember, you can always fast forward, or listen on double speed, and then you get to Matt even quicker.
Yeah.
Not that I'm suggesting that, but to be honest, I don't care as long as you're downloading it. No, we're only interested in stats. But thanks, Audrey.
She says, P.S. Harriet, I'm confused. I swear that you've referred to your husband as both Rufus and Rupert interchangeably. Is it one, the other, or neither?
Well, his official name is Rufus, but he gets called Rupert by a lot of people. And I think I never
Does
call
he wear
him.
Yellow check trousers? Is that why?
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah. No, but no, he's called Rufus. I probably just the way I say it, sometimes it sounds like Rupert.
Well, she says, you say Roof sometimes, don't you?
Roof, yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people call him Rupert, and he doesn't like it.
I'm not surprised.
But it's one of those names, isn't it? Like, sometimes people call me Hillary and I get offended.
Hillary?
Yes. Honestly, I've been called Hillary before. So I'm like, oh my God, do I look like a Hillary? I probably do. Not that there's anything wrong with Hillary, but it's just, I wasn't born in 1952. Anyway. Yes, he's called Rufus.
Claire from Harrogate. I love Harrogate.
Harriet from Harrogate.
I have listened to the show for a long time and love it. Harriet's laugh is almost as infectious as Lillian's. Please could Harriet record a Lillian laughing ringtone? I was at a restaurant with my daughter last week. When the time came for dessert, the waiter wheeled in a dessert trolley. My, have you seen it on the trolley, was wasted on my daughter, who, like Harriet, is terribly young. But I felt that Lucy would appreciate it, because I'm terribly old. Not only that, but as he approached, the trolley had a hooter. This seems as mystifying on a trolley as on an Easter bunny. I have attached a photo, as it was a lovely, oldie-worldie trolley. Predictions. I'm not sure if it is still a secret about Lily's course, but Elizabeth mentioned last week to Vince that Freddie would eventually take over Lower Loxley. I think that Lily is getting ready for a future takeover bid. Love your cheerful podcast, Claire from Harrogate. Yes, why is Lily doing this course if Freddie is going to take over Lower Loxley?
Because she wants to take over Grey Gables.
Ah.
No, because she's going to run it with Freddie.
Oh.
But we haven't heard about that anyway, have we?
No.
But I'm much more interested in the dessert trolley.
It is amazing.
I mean, young as I am, and I do appreciate everyone continuing the myth that I am terribly young. But
she's actually older than me. But anyway,
I too am a fan of dessert trolleys, mm-hmm. actually. And was her dessert trolley in Harrogate?
Yes.
Okay, because in Flamborough, where my granny used to live before she died, there's an amazing hotel called the North Star, and it's got the best dessert trolley in the whole of the UK, and everyone should visit it just for the dessert trolley. And when they come with the dessert trolley, they say, church or chapel? Because if you're choosing trifle, you choose one with alcohol or not.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what's
how
your
nice.
Sweet? Church or chapel? And then you choose...
I can't see the hooter on this dessert trolley.
Yeah, why would it have a hooter on it?
To tell people to get out of the way in case you got run down by a profiterole.
Oh, Lucy, I'd really like to visit that place with a hooting.
I would like to be run down by a profiterole. I've just...
What would you choose? Because usually the dessert trolley... I mean, the trouble is, sometimes they're not really... I mean, like the one in the North Star, it's sort of like bread and butter pudding and trifle and not stuff I'm really into.
This looks like it's got Black Forest Gatto.
Oh, you've got a picture?
Yes.
Oh, send it.
I am. Okay.
I don't like Black Forest Gatto.
And some sort of fruit thing, like a trifle-y thing.
I don't like stuff like that.
And a chocolate tart, I think.
I don't know.
You don't need to sound stressed about it, Harriet. It's all right.
I mean, if they've got pavlova, I'll have that.
Oh, I make a really good pavlova.
Oh, do you? That's my favourite pudding.
I'll make one for your birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Should we have a meet-up for our birthdays?
Yes.
And
I
you
am
bring
50.
A pavlova? No, you're not.
I am 50 this
you're
birthday.
You're not 50.
I are.
Stop it. Honestly?
Honestly. This is my 50th.
Oh, Lucy.
Yes.
It's a massive birthday.
Yes, thank you. I know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
What's the plan?
Carry on as normal, I think. There you are. I've just sent you the picture.
I had no idea you were... were that old. I mean, it's still young. It's
every
still
day's
young,
a blessing, love, I tell you.
But I tell you what, Lucia, don't look it.
I still get about. I still do my garden.
Still get into the West End, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I go, and my grandchildren come, I see them. You know, it's lovely.
Well, I tell you what, I'll meet you at West.
All right.
And
can we go to a tea room and have...
Pavlova. Oh, we're going to Yalla Yalla. Oh, that's before, isn't it?
Yes.
That's our Yalla. We've got a special meeting, haven't we, Lucy?
We've got a special meeting and a party. What
and
a week.
Party. Oh, the party's only in a few days. We haven't even had our party.
Yes, where were we before you started saying, no, you went, no, I went, no, you went, no, I went.
Oh, sorry for the bickering. Technical details there.
Yes.
We'd like to play you an interlude of Ships Away in the Night by Mark Rodriguez.
Matt, who's Pania. Mark Rodriguez?
No, I said it on purpose.
Ah.
It's his twin brother.
And where is he? Matt and Mark.
He does some really cool funk music. I went to see this sort of jazz singer the other night. So jazz Showtime singer. Went with six other women. And I was the only one that stayed for the second half.
Oh.
Oh, it's really sad, isn't it? They just couldn't. It was basically the average age of the audience was 93.
Okay.
And they it just wasn't really up their street. But I think you would have enjoyed
what
it.
What was her name? Thank you.
I'm not going to say it on the podcast because I thought she was very, very good, but it wasn't really their thing.
Okay. Because I went to see somebody well-known like that.
Oh, who did you go and see?
But I can't remember her name.
Oh. Shall I text you?
Yes.
Because I feel bad if because I thought she was great, but she's like literally the cheesiest person you've ever seen in your life. Like,
oh,
I love a bit of
cheesy.
Cheese. Oh, this was pure actressy cheese.
Oh,
sort of jazz.
Okay.
Jazz and Showtime sort of songs. But I really enjoyed it. I'll just tell you what her name is. And she used to be in, I'll tell you what she used to be in as well. Then people can guess if they want, but. Anyway, I very, very, very much recommend it. It was a fun sort of cathartic night. Anyway, but actually, I really enjoyed being there on my own in the end. Because actually, you can relax. And
yes, and you're not worrying whether or not other people enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was really cathartic. And also just like sitting in a dark room with no one talking to me was so nice.
Asking you to pass them things.
It's just great. You don't have to talk for like an hour.
Yes, I do. That wasn't the person that I was thinking of, but yes, I know you mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, on with the show, Lucy. Profiteroles are lovely. Yummy.
Do you want to hear more from our time travelling friend?
Oh, where is she now?
Or possibly he.
We still don't know.
We're not going to know because she/he isn't going to catch up with us ever. Right.
I like that they live in a separate ether from the rest of us.
Right. This is do's and don'ts for Archer's time travelling.
Yep.
She/he says. 1. If you get 4 months behind on the Archers, do not succumb to your OCD and force yourself to listen to every minute of every show. Find a synopsis or something and move on with your life. If you're incapable of doing this, do seek treatment. 2. Assuming treatment has failed, do send occasional emails to Lucy and Harriet without double-checking the email address to know if you're even sending them properly and without knowing if they're reading them on the podcast and without knowing how ridiculous they must sound or even if one person thinks it's interesting what you are doing. 3. Do write down your predictions because it's kind of fun, but don't predict that Harrison will become a Christian fanatic just as a joke because it will come true. Do, in a mindfulness sort of way, appreciate when it's warm and the daffodils are already done blooming where you live while mornings are still dark in Ambridge and Linda snowdrops are barely popping out. You've gone again, haven't you?
Hello?
Hello, you went.
You went?
Oh, how far did I get? Bollocks. Oh, okay. No, no, no. Because I didn't finish because I realised you'd gone.
Oh, okay. Let's speed up the podcast.
Yes. 5. Don't look at any podcast or Archer's titles or The Game Is Up. Do compliment Lucy and Harriet on the benign subtlety of their non-spoiler titles. Ha-ha! It's March the 6th and Fallon is pretty unhappy with Chris and Alice and a whole bunch of other pretty much boring stuff is going on. I still predict a major crash for Alice. Just don't know how long they'll drag out the inappropriate affair thing until she finally relapses big time. Fallon is pretty happy. Oh, that's about the.
Yeah, because she had an affair. He had an affair. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Now, Home Farm. There's 30. This is G. Auntie Jean is telling us about the partnerships in the farm.
Ah.
There's 13 equal shares in the partnership. Brian has 3. JD. Who's JD?
Jenny Darling
has 3. Adam has 2, Debbie has 2, Kate has 1, Rory has 1, and Alice has 1. Oh. So I can't see how this means the end of Home Farm.
Yes,
they'll have to value Chris's businesses, the Forge and the Farry, a bit too.
Totally
and would a court expect a farm to be sold to pay Chris, or would they award him half of Alice's share, i.e. not the money?
That's such a good point.
Plus, poor Tracy, this has happened to me in the past and it's horrid. She can hardly wait a year to see if she gets her job at Gay Grables back. In other news, I've joined a rowing club. Lovely. The catch is they row in the North Bloody Sea. You may never hear from me again. Thanks for all the hard work, Auntie Jean. Auntie Jean, be careful. Do not go float.
She's going to be like the canoe man.
Yes. If this is an insurance job, we'll know. Right, now very quick, I don't want to do this one quickly, but we're going to have to. It's nothing personal, Julie, it's just that I'm so worried. It's not you.
No, I know it's not me.
Oh.
I was apologising to Julie.
Oh, okay, yes, sorry,
it's not,
Julie.
I haven't got people digging up my road.
This is Julie Bacon. I was conscious of this afterwards, actually. Last week, we were very flippant and said, oh, well, you know, it's up to Rory whether or not he gets paid for having sex with Julianne and blah, blah, blah. And then I was
Julie
thinking,
Andrews,
if that were, Julie Andrews, if that was a girl, I wouldn't be saying that. If that was a girl who was
no, but we did
being
caveat
paid to have
it.
Sex
we,
with
no,
an
but
older
we
man.
Caveated it with unless there, we didn't think Rory was a, we said, it's a different if it's sort of like a vulnerable person who... But like Rory seems to be.
But even if it was a woman, I would still see it as a somebody that age, compared with somebody so much older. I would still.
But in their situation, in that sort of secure situation, it's a decision that you're making. You're making that decision. Mm. Someone isn't manipulating you necessarily. In that sort of situation, if you're looking for a sugar daddy, you make that decision. They're not poaching you.
But, well, this is what Julie said.
Okay.
She says, at the risk of being too serious and a bit of a party pooper, Julie, you can poop our party anytime. I can't be part of the cool kids in my response to the Rory Julianne situation. Despite his veneer of sophistication, Rory is still a very young man at a very formative age, and this kind of pseudo relationship will damage him and warp his understanding and expectations for the future. Whoa, I think he's already warped. He's had Jenny and Brian as parents. What the situation with Julianne is teaching him is that intimate relationships are essentially transactional and in particular can be translated into financial terms. There's a huge power imbalance. If Julie tires of Rory and decides she wants a younger, better looking, more interesting sugar baby, there's nothing to stop her. I'm not naive. I know that in practice, many people have no choice but to compromise themselves and engage in these imbalanced and transactional pseudo relationships, but that doesn't make them healthy or good. Whether or not sex is involved, and it certainly is, even if they're not actually sleeping together, which cynically I doubt, it would be better for Rory to be stumbling around amongst people of his own age, undoubtedly making mistakes and learning the hard way. The test for me is, would I be happy for my children to be doing what either Julianne or Rory is doing? And the answer is emphatically no.
Yes, that is a very good point, actually.
And she says, the situation just touches a nerve in me about how human beings should treat each other.
Yeah.
We'll revert to flippancy next time.
No, no.
Don't Julie, worry, Julie, you are spot on, I think.
I'm very glad, actually, that you've put that across because I am being quite flippant about it. But if it was my kids, oh, my God, I would not encourage it in any way or form as a way of making money.
No.
And unless Rory is a vulnerable lad, isn't he? That's the thing.
He is.
Yeah.
Because his formative relationships.
Yeah.
He's already had that kind of transactional, you know, he got passed on like a... sort of, you know, either a present or a curse, didn't he?
He's doubting any real loving relationships. Mm. Interesting, actually. Yeah. That is a very good point Julie made.
Yes. So we are duly chastised, Julie,
yes,
and you
Julie
are correct.
And yes, Julie yes. Bacon, not sorry, Julianne.
Sorry, Julie.
Rory is not sleeping with Julie Bacon. Just to make
she's
that
a vicar! No!
They can, you know...
I know.
They're allowed to... Well, you know, I don't know Julie's private life, but I don't think she's sleeping with Rory. Okay,
no.
Thanks, sorry.
Or Julianne. Okay, good.
Or Julie Andrews.
Climb every mountain. Anyway, yes, and that is the end of the emails. Okay. And now... we're going to... I'm sorry this is so rushed, chat.
Sorry,
but we've got
guys.
To do this
We're
because...
just worried that the builder's going to knock into Lucy's groin wall. Yeah.
My adductor, do you mind?
They're going to crack your adductors without any heed nor care.
And now, let's go over to Febreze of
Felpersham,
where Febreze is trying out some exciting new beauty technology. I get louder and crosser when you do that.
Thank you for coming to Febreze of Felpersham special complimentary trial evening of our new treatment, the Derma Hydro Blast, which is designed to tighten up your skin and take an inch off.
Take an inch off my skin? That'd be down to the bone, Febreze. I don't fancy that.
I will explain while Kelly Marie circulate with the Prosecco. Come on, Kelly Marie, circulate it. No, not wave it about. Pour it in.
I'm fine.
mine, Kelly Marie. I've got my own. I don't like leaving these things to chance.
Okay, well, the lucky lady what has volunteered, she climb in ear when she has been wrapped in special dermo-thermo bandaging what eat up. Kelly Marie, where is the special dermy-thermy bandaging? Let us get started on whoever want to volunteer.
Don't look at me, Febreze. I'm only here to make sure you're recycling your shampoo bottles.
Not me neither, Febreze. I'm claustrophobic. I hyperventilate if I wear a polar neck.
I don't mind. It'll take me mind off me troubles. Do I have to take me mac off? It's Winsmore.
Yes, strip to just nicky-nackies, please, Suzanne.
I'm not going to go that far, but I will undo the Velcro on me tabard.
I'll do it, Febreze. I'm already just in my thong.
Yes, I was going to ask why you have taken all your clothes off, Lady Elizabeth Lower Loxley.
She arrived like that, Febreze. I was very surprised. I didn't realise till I opened the car door.
I've got one leg in now, Elizabeth, so I'll just keep going if you don't mind.
Wait a moment, you haven't got your thermic bandages on. Wrap her up, Kelly Marie, nice and tight around the stomach.
I'll help. Does she need any round her neck? No, I do not. I feel like Sabrina Thwaite on a Friday night as it is.
Okay, there we are. Now, in you go.
I can hear something. Is someone screaming?
No, that is the whale song to make you feel all relaxed and flop.
Well, it's like being trapped in a lift with Bjork. Is this right? I feel as if I'm in an iron lung.
In a minute, the heat will start and your fat will melt and all go away.
Good God, darling, you're rendering her. Where does it all go, then?
Where does all what go?
The dripping.
It is all reabsorbed by the body as waste.
Oh, shame. I was thinking of Yorkshire puddings.
I've got an headache.
Yeah, I was thinking there's a hole in the top, Febreze. Shouldn't her head be poking out? I mean, God knows I'm not a scientist. I'm far too busy being Elizabeth Hurley while running a stately home, but surely she needs to breathe.
Oh my God, you are right. I knew I should have been listening when the salesman was talking, but he had such horrible pores, I was transfixed. We must save Susan Crater.
Carter!
How do you undo this, Febreze? I'll give it a whack.
Oh no, Clary, now Susan Crater is totally trapped. And she is all wrapped up in turmeric.
I think we can lever it up. Does anyone have an Allen key?
I don't care whose key it is, just get her out or she will be a pool of meltingness.
Right, that's it. I'm headbutting me way out.
Well, I never thought you'd have that in you, Susan.
A little trick Emma taught me. There's a lot of you here. Are you all twins?
No, love. Let's get you home.
I can't remember where that is. Who's that man in the tight trousers? Is that Neil?
Right, everyone out. That's it. This is probably now a scene of criminal crime. Go away. Kelly Marie, you can stop filming now. This is not suitable content for our Insta. Yes, okay, TikTok is fine.
Thank you, Febreze. If you visit patreon.com and look up Ambridge on the couch. You can support us at any subscription level and we will love you.
Love you.
And if you have Patreoned us recently, thank you all.
Oh,
I am getting the names together and Harriet is going to do a musical extravaganza.
Woo-hoo! Because it feels like it's been a while. I thought you might have been purposely... I thought you were probably just
I was
doing
enjoying the
little...
break, I have to say, but I've given in now and I'll...
For you.
I will unleash you and your guitar back on the airwaves.
I've been missing strumming my strings, Lucy. I've been missing strumming that G-string.
Fiddling with your G-string, yeah.
And thank you so much. Anybody who is supporting us in any way, shape or form, i.e. patroning or just liking or just subscribing or downloading.
Or just listening,
reviewing.
Really. That's fine.
Or just listening is great. And reviewing is still amazing. Thank you. Because reviewing does really help us as well, Lucy.
Yes.
does, because it keeps us in the charts.
Ooh.
So I can keep taking smug photos of us in the charts and putting it on my Instagram. Oh, if anybody is on Instagram, by the way, I'm on there as at Shambridge, I think, at Shambridge. But I do sort of post about Ambridge on the couch.
Oh.
Yeah, because, yeah, I do actually occasionally.
Shambridge on the couch.
I have a whole new podcast, which I just, I've got a third podcast, Lucy. It's called Shambridge on the Couch. I just basically rehash everything you've said. And I'm number two in the charts.
Put a guitar behind it. Yes, I see.
Oh, no, I'm at Shambridges on Instagram, if you're on Insta. I put pictures up there and stuff, so, you know. Come on, guys. Come and join me. Join me in the fun.
Now, this week's theme, you're not going to know, Harriet. So I'm going to play it at the end.
Can I just apologise to Matt as well? When I said Casio demo, that's exactly what I meant. But anyway, sorry about that, Matt. I'm not trying to...
She wasn't casting aspersions.
on your amazing talent.
Yes, no.
I like a Casio demo, as I said. Yeah.
So the theme, I'm going to play at the end, but... People of my vintage, which as we know now is very nearly 50.
Much older than I even thought, Lucy.
You're going to be unbearable for
me. No, you're looking great on it. You're going to be on a Dove advert soon. Well, this old thing, it's just my skin.
This old wrinkly, leathery. So if you're of my vintage, you will know what this is and you will instantly feel relaxed. It is the world's most relaxing music.
Oh, lovely. Good. Need a bit of that this weekend.
But we'll do the good. Yeah. We'll do it at the end. And then if the internet falls over, then you listeners will hear it, even if Harriet doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just talk amongst myself. I'll just leave.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter at On Ambridge. Febreze is at Fabulous Febreze. Or you can email us at Ambridge on the couch at gmail.com. So you do the written read and then we'll play Matt.
So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a brilliant bank holiday weekend. I'm off to the Wye Valley. So maybe I'll see some of you there on a canal or a kayak or something. Have a lovely week.
Bye. Right, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
That theme?
Yeah, of course I do. I know the tune. I don't know where it comes from.
It's from a children's TV program called Take Heart, which was a lovely, gentle
Tony Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And when they did the gallery, the music that they went through. And you looked at all these pictures of fantastic pictures and thought, your mum did that. There's no way you did that.
You're not nine. Yeah. You're not seven.
Look at that. That's brilliant. It just made you feel really inadequate. I can't even draw a sheep. Look, they've done an oil painting of the North Sea.
Really annoying. 13? More like 27. Yeah, I remember the gallery.
Yeah, I love that music.
But I didn't know that music was from there. That's so lovely and was relaxing. I'm sorry for talking over it. I just couldn't help it. It just came out. But will you play it at the end again without me trashing it?
Yes.
Good, because I did enjoy it.
Right, go off and make your 100 birthday cakes and everything else now.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Speak to you later.
Bye. Have a great weekend, Lucy. Bye.
And you, bye.
Bye.
Right, are we ready for the next dose of Take Heart, the gallery? Oh, so nice. Thank you, Matt. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.